God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. Not long ago, my family and I visited Independence Hall in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. And my, what a great reminder of the freedoms we have, the blessings we have in this country, the United States of America. When thinking about Philadelphia and the Continental Congress and Independence Hall, we often think of the Declaration of Independence, for which I'm very grateful. Which leads me to think about the American Dream, which needs to be defined, but perhaps I'm thankful for that too. Oftentimes, the American Dream is the idea that we can do as much as we want to. We have freedom. We have independence. We can go as far as our abilities take us. And there's a sense in which I'm thankful for that freedom. But that in turn leads to this idea that we'll just pull ourselves up by the bootstraps. We don't need anyone or anything. And we're a self-made man. Now, look, the answer to being arrogant is not total dependence upon government. That's not the point here. The point is we need not be independent of God. In Psalm 30, David is about to dedicate his house. The Bible says a psalm and song at the dedication of the house of David. So he's dedicating this house to God. Now, did God build David's house? Well, the fact is, God had said to David years before, I will build you a house. You're not going to build me a house. I'm going to build you a house. But did God come down and put stone upon stone for David's house? No. But David recognized that ultimately God was the source of all that he was and all that he had. He dedicated the house not to himself or his abilities. He dedicated it to God. Now, the question this morning is, to whom is your life dedicated? Your house, your money, your abilities? One pastor on the African continent has said, you Americans do not pray as you ought because you're not desperate enough. And I'm not sure I can argue with that. You know, perhaps no one has been less inclined to seek God and see our need for help than Americans right now. And I want to tell you something. You will get about as much help today as you think you need. If you don't think you need any help, great, you're not getting any. If today you see your need and you see that you're not all that you need to be, there is unlimited help. In Psalm 30, David looks back on his life and he says in verse 6, and in my prosperity, I said, I shall never be moved. Things were going well. It was easy for him to think, hey, I'm fine. I'm good. I don't need anything or anyone. In verse 7, he says, thou, God, didst hide thy face and I was troubled. In other words, as soon as things went poorly for him, he realized how much he needed God. And today, you will get about as much help as you think you need. In verse 2, the psalmist says, I cried and God healed. In verse 8, he says, I cry. And in verse 10, he says, you hear. In verse 10, he says, I cry and you help. And the help for which the psalmist was looking was not some reward. It was mercy. Friend, no honest person wants what they deserve. I'm a great person. I'm a strong person. I deserve more. That is a trap. That is a deception. No. What I need today is God's mercy. I need what I don't deserve. I don't want to get what I do deserve. Verse 12 says, to the end that my glory may sing praises to thee and not be silent. The end of God's help is making sure that he gets the credit. So let me ask you this morning, who gets the credit for your life, for your house, for your abilities? Who gets the credit? Who are you lifting up? Who are you exalting? In Psalm 30, verse 1, the psalmist says, I will extol thee. I will lift you up, O Lord, for thou hast lifted me up. God, I'm exalting you because you've lifted me up. Who are you lifting up today? Who's going to build your house, your life? You know, today, if I am smug and think I'm everything is, you know, I am enough, then I'm not going to get the help that I need. If I acknowledge sometimes I'm not enough, I'm not for eternity, not for right now, then there's unlimited help from an unlimited God. You will get about as much help today as you think you need.